On this episode of Cubs Out Loud, with the new year dawning, the Cubs reminisce on the year of 2013. We discuss what we liked as the best episodes, our favorites of COL, and also the highlights of our year. Also, we have a new guy on the pedestal, get free advertising, and truly bond as freaky friends. COL 244 starts now. January 12th, 2014. I'm Jeff.
Me, not that kind of orc.
I'm Damon.
That makes me Gary.
No, she didn't. Ooh, girl.
Welcome to Cubs Out Loud, the Bear Podcast of Adventure in the Lake, episode number 244, take three.
Yes.
Long story. We'll get into that. Right now, Eric is a flat tire, and Robert is currently searching for his vocal cords in the seventh ring of hell.
Yay.
Yeah. So. So let's get right into it because we've done this a couple times. So it's been a while since we talked. Actually, it's probably been about half an hour. Sorry, we've been having some technical issues today, which you will probably not notice, but hopefully third time's a charm and everything works out fine. But over this past week, I had Christmas, which was great. I got a Skype premium account to try to do the three-way video call. Unfortunately, my brother's Kindle does not do multi-camera videos, so I do like a two-way call. But it can't do a three-way call. I mean, it can do a three-way audio, I'm sure, but not video. So they had to have him on my sister's computer, me on my dad's computer, and we worked through that way, which was great. We had our regular traditional Orange Julius, and I made some muffins for myself and everything. On my breakfast bar, even set up a little Christmas tree with the lights and put my presents on there. So that was something that looked kind of nice. By the way, somebody stole my internet last week.
What?
So on that Saturday of last week, I was watching something on Netflix, and all of a sudden the internet just kind of disappeared. So I called up Time Warner, and it couldn't come until the next day. And I'm like, what am I going to do?
I know.
So I watched some DVDs, and it was kind of fun. And they came in the next day, and they were looking through, being like, okay, all your equipment's working fine. Let me take a look at everything else. Apparently, somebody was stealing cable.
Uh-oh.
Which caused my internet to go out. So he fixed that, put in a report and everything. So since then, I've been internet full. So I'm good.
Internet full. Well, good.
Gary. And then, Gary.
No. Gary.
I have kind of self-diagnosed, which probably is never a good thing, that I have SAD or seasonal affective disorder.
Oh, no.
Because I find when winter comes around, I kind of get bleh. Like, and I don't have as much energy. I don't want to do as many things. I kind of don't give a shit about anything.
Nice.
But yeah, so everything was going good. And I went to Indy at the beginning of December. And then after that, like, I don't know, I just kind of didn't care about anything. It took me a while to get decorations put up for the holiday and that kind of stuff. So, and I'm still noticing it a little bit now, like even after the polar vortex. dealing with the cold and that kind of stuff. Like, and it's funny because I was born and raised here, so it's not like I'm in a, you know, like I'm from sunny California. Now I have to deal with, you know, well, the grays of winter.
This is a lot different.
True.
Things saying.
So, well, and I kind of missed some of it while I was in North Carolina. Well, so, speaking of which, I usually take a week off around New Year's and I go and visit my friends. My best friends were a couple in North Carolina. They used to live up here. Actually, they temporarily lived with me and my former roommate for a short period of time. And 7 years ago, they moved to North Carolina. And ever since then, I've spent New Year's with them. And this year was a little different because on December 30th, we took a road trip up to D.C. and they got married.
Yay.
So, yeah, in D.C., District of Columbia, there's a process you have to go through. It takes a couple weeks from when you initially, like, fill out the application and all that stuff until you actually are allowed to get married. So they figured out some things and handled some stuff online, and we took a road trip up there. It was kind of an elopement because the past 2 or 3 years they've talked about getting married, and they were going to do it. But at that time, there was not really all this momentum of states and recognition. So it was more just for the two of them because their state still doesn't recognize it today. And we had a talk about it, and they were going to do it on like the Outer Banks, and then it got wiped out by a hurricane. It was a whole other issue. the location, I should say. So this whole thing going up to DC was like all happened within like a month and a half. And I was kind of sworn to secrecy. I couldn't really tell anybody about it because they didn't want it to be a big affair because all their friends and family want to be there. Mm-hmm. And coordinating that many people in less than 30 days to go to DC was just not
going
to
happen. No.
So we had the small affair. They were going to do it at one of the monuments. Long story short, something about 6 months lead time, a deposit. You find out maybe 30 days beforehand if you get it.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it costs a couple $100, of course. Yeah. So, yeah. So we skipped all that and instead decided to do it in the hotel room. And Jeff, the gentleman who did the ceremony, used to have a church congregation, and then he switched careers, and now he does this on the side. Or actually, now I think it's more just kind of a business. So he goes around and he officiates, and most of his stuff is for people from out of state. So, and the reason my friends did it is because my employer now recognizes marriage regardless of the original location, meaning it doesn't matter where you live now, we will recognize it, period. So because, and it makes logical sense. Like if they were to get married, say in California and where it's legal, and then turn around and move to, you know, I don't know, Arkansas, where it's not being recognized by the state, why should they be penalized because the residence location doesn't recognize it yet others do?
Yeah.
So that was kind of the whole intent. Plus, you do it in 2013. And then the federal government said now that they'll recognize on the federal level for joint income tax and that kind of stuff. So that was the reason that we did it. So it was kind of an elopement. So we scooted up there. And as my gift to them, I picked dinner afterwards, which they were cool with. We actually went to Art and Soul, which was Chef Art Smith's restaurant in Washington, D.C. If you're not familiar with him, he was Oprah Winfrey's personal chef for many years and actually appeared on her show. And he's gay. And he's a bear, although he's trimmed down quite a bit weight-wise, but still a very nice guy. Oh, and yeah. So we had Southern food, gourmet style, and we stuffed ourselves silly, and then we rolled back across the street to the hotel room, stayed the night. Next day, got up, went around, and saw some of the monuments, memorials in D.C., and then we headed back to North Carolina. So the end of the year, to ring in the new year, actually was pretty decent. And I just vegged out for the week in that. And yeah, that was kind of it. And I missed you guys. We took a break for a couple weeks. And so I realized that like the past year has been fun. And we're going to talk more about that in a little bit. So Mr. Damon, what did you do?
Well, Christmas was fine. I went down to Louisville to see my mom and my brother and my niece. Christmas is very low key for my family now, with the exception of my niece, because she's 13. So I got a really nice leather coat because I needed one. My brother got a coat. Very small presents for us. My niece got a shitload of shit, including a phone, which once she got it on Christmas Eve, I don't think it has been out of her hand more than 5 seconds, except for maybe showering. But she, you know, it's been really great with that. But on Friday, my partner came down, Jim came down, and we went out, and it was okay. New Year's was spent at Serpent with my partner. We tried to do something new and different every year. But this year we were just kind of, well, like Gary kind of said, it was kind of meh, you know, we didn't have a whole lot to celebrate. We didn't have a whole lot going on. It wasn't a super, you know, there wasn't anything crazy going on, but there's always something going on, at the bars and whatnot here. So we were just like, let's just go stay locally instead of going somewhere and just enjoy each other and enjoy being around people. And that's kind of what we did. But we have not done Christmas. My partner and I have yet to do Christmas. We have yet to exchange our gifts to each other. I think I know what I have from him. I told him kind of what I wanted, and I think he's got it for me. His gift is kind of a surprise because he did not tell me what the fuck he wanted. So I'm hoping he will enjoy it. So it's funny.
You're not sure if Jim's going to enjoy your package is what you're saying.
No, he always enjoys my pack.
sorry, I couldn't use it.
That's fine. That's fine. But it's funny because his birthday is in 3 days. So maybe we'll do Merry Christmas, Happy Birthday combined kind of thing. So we'll see. But yeah, not Christmas gift yet. So.
Nice.
Wow. Alrighty. So,
all right. Moving on. All right, moving on to be back. In our feedback, we had some likes on Facebook from Ohio Bear, Andrew Alley, Matt Ely. O'Toole, Ely, Matt O'Toole, aka Buzzbutt,
yay,
Ron Bullock. We also had a comment on episode number 241. That was the Indiana interview in the hotel room episode. Chris wrote, I'm loving this episode. It's just so interesting and collaborative and not formulaic. I must listen to.
Yeah.
Thanks, Chris.
Yeah.
I love that episode. My favorite. Following us on Tumblr was Tiger Boy Angel. Followed up there. Also on Tumblr, Damon, why don't you read this comment?
Sure. This was from OnFire40, and he posts, Cubs Out Loud, very touched and flattered you guys thought I was hot. My name is Mark, and I live in Montreal, Quebec. That's right, French-Canadian bear, LOL. You guys totally rock. Going to make a special pick just for you guys. Cheers, boys, XXXX. And he presented us with a very wonderful, very wonderful picture.
So this is the guy that we were talking about. I think this was one of your picks, Gary, where he had the tattoos and everything. And, well,
our,
mm-hmm. So
yeah, I will totally own that I picked him first. Back off, bitches.
Well, his pictures, which is as Robert had identified as best free advertising ever. Mm-hmm. Basically, he wrote on his underwear, Cubs Out Loud, over his ass. Mm. And he took a couple of pictures of him with that. And it's adorable.
Adorable's not the word, honey.
Just want to do dirty, dirty things to that man.
Okay. So, and I think we were invited into some events before. So, anyways. Moving on. Over in Bear Underground, we got a couple of people joining the Bear Underground group for Cubs Out Loud. That was Andy Kane and Sunray. So, welcome to the group. Gary, why don't you tell us what Bruce sent us over at the Bear Underground group.
Yeah, so Bruiser on Bear Underground said, hey guys, so I'm a couple of weeks behind and have just finished listening to episode 240, where Jeff regales us with his toad in the hole cooking adventures. Unfortunately, Jeff, what you were describing is egg in a basket, not toad in the hole, which is a dish of fat English sausages baked in Yorkshire pudding style batter. And then he provided a Wikipedia link. If we ever get the chance, I would be more than happy to cook it for you guys. Love, Bruce. P.S. If someone has already contacted you on this, there's no need to read this out.
Well, no one had. Right. And I wanted to make a slight correction to Bruce. You are right. I will say that to begin with. Everything you said was correct. However, this dish is also called toad in a hole over here in the U.S. by some people, as well as egg with a hole in it, which doesn't make any sense. But I got that from episode of Iron Chef America, where Chef Simon was making a similar type dish, and Elton Brown, who I don't know about you, but I trust him for all my cooking names, called it toad in a hole. So. You're right. There is the dish in England is the dish of fat English sausages baked into a Yorkshire pudding style batter. But it is also here in the United States, something where it's basically toast with a hole, which you put an egg into. So, you're correct, but I was also correct. Just saying.
There we go.
All right. Over on G Plus, added to our circles was Mark Quick. We got a mention from Mr. Allen, as we're now calling. And he mentioned us in a post. He says, and we have a new contender for this week's Bitter Party of One Award, Adam for Adam division. You know what's bad? I have a man, but he hates me. Update time. If I'm on horned and ready, I'm just a country boy looking to be liberated. BB preferred, no chocolate please, and no uncuts. Hey, not being picky, but we are guys, and I am in a sex mode. And looking for daddy that will take care of his boy. If the Cubs Out Loud boys aren't taking these down, I'll be very disappointed. Maybe these can run on the podcast as an adjunct to Love on Craigslist. So there you go. We got it on for you,
Alan. We'll see.
Thanks, so, Alan.
Yeah.
And that was kind of a weird thing. Fun, Adam Brown.
Bitter party of one.
Damon, why don't you take this next one?
Sure.
This is from our About Us page, by the way. If you got a comment, so shoot us an email, cubsoutloud@gmail.com, or comment on the post. There really shouldn't be any comments on the About Us page. Just saying.
Sure. So, Heinrich Egerman says on December 25th, 2013, hey guys, I just heard episode 236 with your pitch for funds to upgrade the equipment used in producing the COL podcast. Having just suffered through the previous episode with its frequent dropouts and maddening stutters, I'm very sympathetic to your request and have just made a Christmas Day donation that I hope will help in your quest. Don't know if I'll ever catch up and become a current listener, but I do listen to them all in order. Keep up the effort. All the best, Henry.
Thank you for your donation, Henry. We really do appreciate that. And Gary, why don't you give us our last one here?
So Leonard Williams posted a comment on January 7th and said, I think you have a strictly gay male slant to your podcast. How about adding a guy who is, as you would say, closeted? I think that would add an interesting dynamic to the show. I live and work in a straight world, and I would think he would give you a better insight on some subjects. Let me know. And we thank you for your feedback and your comment, Leonard. We actually discussed it prior to today's recording of the show. About your offer, there's a couple of things to keep in mind about that, and the subject matter I think we want to approach more as a topic than as a consistent week-to-week kind of perspective. Jeff, you had some ideas.
Yeah, well, for one thing, we already have 5 hosts. I think we're kind of at our limit. So we're not really wanting to really add any like full-time hosts. But possibility in the future for maybe a guest. In the future for one episode where we really talk about the situation. Also, we're a gay male podcast. We're the Bear Podcast. We're a Bear Podcast of Indeterminate Length. So that's kind of what our point of view is supposed to be about. be like, yes, we are all out. And I would also think that somebody who's closeted wouldn't want to be in a podcast because that would kind of out them to a certain point. Although a lot of the people you probably wouldn't want to be out to probably don't listen to the show anyways, but that's another matter altogether.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with Jeff's point. That was the part that kind of stuck out to me a little bit was if we had a host who lived part of their life in the closet, having a best friend who has transitioned in the past year from going from living two lives to one life where everything is now open. And I've seen where you try to compartmentalize and you have things that people don't know about, but there are problems, especially in today's interconnected world with, you know, social networking and that kind of stuff. You know, this friend of mine was like, you know, this person knows and they want to out me at work or blah, 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 blah. And I'm kind of conflicted because I kind of don't give a shit and it's nobody's business. But so having been through that, I think the idea of someone being on the podcast, especially recurring often, even if we changed, you know, your name, Leonard, in this case, responding to your comment, I think that that's a little tricky. And I don't know if we as a podcast, if the guys would feel comfortable about working through the dynamic should we decide to have someone regularly on. And then, you know, now someone found out about the podcast and, you know, it's your choice of how you live your life is perfectly fine. And that's great. In fact, I don't know, I can't speak for the rest of the host, but I know for me, I did it for a while. Like, I knew, but I wasn't out. So that time in my life for me personally would have been very difficult had I chose to do something like this, which I can't imagine doing because I don't know why I would put myself out there. Mm-hmm. Even though we may not have a big subscription, you know, listenership or audience, you have no idea how once something exists, where it goes. Like, you know, like for instance, we have Tumblr pics. There's a reason why I don't really have many pics of me, like, other than normal public, you know, like pictures or headshots and stuff, because you just don't know where it's going to go and what it's going to end up in. And so mm-hmm. I feel that way, like about, I've been on several podcasts, so I don't mind being on because I'm at this point where I'm like, you know what, my life is an open book, but in my past it was not. So I think it's interesting that you offered up, and I agree with Jeff, like, you know, talking about it at some point, having you on potentially for an episode to discuss those things I'm perfectly fine with. Damon, your thoughts?
Yeah. Sounds good to me. I'll keep it short and sweet. Yes.
Nice.
All right. So that's the feedback for this week. Quickly, before we go into this next little thing, just kind of a throwback to some of the feedback. This week's shot of the week is just some Bacardi Limon.
Gimmers.
Are you drinking it straight up?
Yeah, just drink that one straight up.
Okay.
But don't worry, I've got some Sprite to kind of cheese it down.
You know what? So. That sounds really good. Bacardi Limon and Sprite.
Right, yeah, and I think that would work perfectly just because of the kind of...
Bacardi Limon, Sprite, and maybe some grenadine.
Ooh.
Ooh. Sorry, that just sounds really good.
Anyway,
sorry.
So, by the way, Mark from Montreal. We're going to put you on the pedestal.
Yes.
Yay.
So, we thank you very much for writing our podcast name on your underwear.
And right across that gorgeous ass that you have.
And we thank you very much for that. And we're gonna put you up there.
Yeah, so welcome.
That's a good fan, and we want to appreciate those fans. So,
yeah, I'm totally, this is my gushing moment. I'm going to own the fact that I picked you, and I think that you're gorgeous and hot, and the fact that you're Canadian, and anyways.
For French-Canadian.
Hey, you know what? I'm not going to hold it against him that he's from Montreal, despite what I've heard people say about Montreal Canadians.
It's just right across the street from Vancouver, right?
No.
Okay, that's a completely different joke. Never
mind. Oh, okay. Anyways, I don't currently have a passport, but since I can't come over to Canada, Mark, you are more than welcome to come to the U.S. and visit us if you would like.
There's this thing called trench fur.
Well, funny you mentioned that. There is an event coming up at the beginning of April. You might be interested to come and attend. And even though I am very busy that weekend, and I normally tell people who are like, oh, we can hang out. And I'm like, oh, I don't really have time. The few couple of hours I get of sleep each night, you would be just a beautiful sight to behold in my room. But anyways, I'm gonna shut up now. Awkward. Can we move on, please? Thank you.
Yes. Okay.
So Mark gets on the pedestal.
So it's 2014, so we've already been through 2013, and we would like to talk a little bit about the life of COL in 2013. A lot of things happened during 2013, so I'd like to first run through a few of the COL moments, as I like to call them. So we started off the year with the Trivia Drinking Challenge with Eric as the host of questioner or the whatever you call it, inquisitor of the show. The next week he joined as a actual host. So that was COL 294 right away at the beginning of the year.
194.
The next week we had this guy named Gary on to talk about this little thing called Drench Fur. The next week he was the host of the show. So it ended up being Damon, Ben, Gary, and Eric and me for the host of the show. On Comes Out Loud 199, Robert came back for a visit.
Hey, Robert.
On episode 201 was the Next Generation 1 year anniversary. Yay! on episode 205, Tumblr was down.
Oh,
so I thought that was kind of significant, because I remember Gary lamenting about that entire episode. Gary was lamenting about Tumblr being down.
Do you know what I think is funny? You hit a milestone in the podcast history last year is that Tumblr was down. Not that Tumblr was bought out by Yahoo, but that Tumblr went down.
Episode number 208, we did our Craigslist workshop. Episode 219 was interesting because it was essentially a relaunch of of the Next Generation. We basically mostly solidified our cast, I should say. Ben left the show, and we kind of changed up some things, brought in a couple of new segments, and changed some things around. So that was a very significant part of the show. And moving on, the very next week on 220, we had Robert come back as a guest, and by 222. He fully returned. Woo-hoo! And we have our current cast of Cubs Out Loud, which is Jeff, Damon, Eric, Gary, and Robert. And it's been like that since the rest of it. And I think we ended up the year with our biggest achievement, in my opinion, which was COL Christmas. The COL Christmas episode, which is very different from any of our other episodes, which I had a good time putting together and I'm very, very proud of. Yeah. And I'm happy for everything everybody provided. You know, Eric wasn't much of a music person, so he did what he had about Christmas. So, which was a Christmas comic threads. And I thought it just, even with all of that, it turned out really, really well. Yeah. And I'm very proud of that episode. And I hope you guys enjoyed it. And I hope everybody else enjoyed it, because it's very, very different. and so I just hope that when people listen to that, they were like, wow, best episode of Cubs Out Loud or something like that. So
yeah. I liked it. I listened to it several times. I say we try it again.
Yeah, I think we just need it. So if you guys if you guys have like are bears or have bear music or something like that that you want to submit to the show, we'll put it on the show in any way, shape, or form. Next year we'll probably be soliciting for new Christmas music too.
You know what? We have Valentine's Day coming up.
Oh my God.
Oh.
I wonder what Kendall has for that.
Something to think about.
All right. So let's start off a little more. Let's talk about some picks of last year. Comes out a lot topic of the of 2013. What's our favorite? Personally, I actually like the Hadrian episode. The Depends on the Sausage You Eat episode, which is a video episode. So you couldn't get that in that feed. You have to go to youtube.com/cubsoutloud and you can see it there. And I thought it was a great episode and I really had fun with that. So,
yeah. So I chose as my favorite of the year, episode 225, the 15 lessons I've learned from being fat and gay. We used a Tumblr, I guess a blog, and we actually used Tumblr for not porn, and found a really interesting article about, you know, us guys, you know, we're gay, we're, you know, slightly bigger, we're not, you know, I won't call us fat, I hate calling people fat, but, you know, it had a lot of lessons, and it offered for our audience and for us as well, our perspectives on what we think of ourselves and gay community and bears and all that stuff. And I really enjoyed that conversation that we had about it. It really worked for me. That episode really worked for me.
I like that one too.
Yeah.
Gary.
So, my favorite topic, show that we did all of last year is very biased. I will own. I chose episode 204 from earlier in the year, where Rock Cub, my friend Jeff, was on, and I just like having entertainers. I love having artists as friends, or even on the podcast to interview and talk to, which I'm hoping we're going to get a chance to do more of that this year. I like people that are creative, that create things, that do things, whether they. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm certain an accountant can be creative. they just have to show me how stimulating that is, I guess. I've known Jeff for a number of years, and he's been one of the best friends that's been supportive. And last year was definitely a year for him as well. And so I just really kind of like that episode. And so, yes, I totally picked one that anyone probably could have seen coming.
One things I really like is that he spells his first name, like his full first name, correctly. J-E-F-F-E-R-Y. So we are the Jeff Furries of the bear community, I suppose.
Go for it.
And I'm very proud to be his Jeffery brother.
Aww.
And having the exact same spelling. I remember, so for this episode, I actually tried to listen to all of the episodes from 2013. So there's these highlights that kind of pop up on occasion. One of them was the fact that I asked him on that episode, how did he spell his full first name? He goes, well, J-E-F-F. And I'm like, well, do you have an hurry? And he went into that and said, yeah, my full name is J-E-F-F-E-R-Y. And I'm like, you spell your name correctly.
You were just so proud.
I was like, oh my God, somebody who spells his name like me? That's so rare.
Oh my God.
Moving on to favorite picks, links, or Tumblr posts. I was looking through them and I'm like, you know what? I actually like one of my picks, which was the guild's I'm the One That's Cool, which is basically saying, hey, you know what? Nowadays, nerds are what's cool. And you know what? I like that because, you know, when I was in college or in high school and I was not cool. I was not considered cool at all. I thought I was a nice guy and everything, you know. All the girls thought it was nice, but that's it. Thank God. Now I'm cool because I'm a nerd, and that's what's cool with it now. The guild's things. And it's just a fun song. So the guild's I'm the One That's Cool song by them iTunes, click on the link, or buy from Amazon. And just click on the link on our website because I get a kickback. Damon?
So it's another one of my picks. It was the Snake Butt, the Ultimate Handshake. I just think it's funny and cute, and the guys are hot, and I enjoy it, and I will watch it over and over again just because I think it's just really kind of awesome. And I don't know who the guys are that do it, but it I have to believe they're gay or in some way, but maybe not. Who knows? They could just be fun. But anyway, they're nice, bearish kind of guys, and it was a very fun video. And yeah. He's a priest now.
hey, and it's always nice when you're watching the thing, and then all of a sudden, you know, they're doing a handshake, and then all of a sudden somebody starts sucking cock.
Yes.
Moving on, Gary.
Yes, I thought back about all the shows that we did, and different. I got confused actually on this one because I wasn't sure if it was our favorite link, our favorite pick, our favorite Tumblr post. It was all kind of combined in one category, which made it even harder for me because I was like, am I picking out of all the hosts or just all of mine? So to simplify it, I just went back through and looked like episode by episode really quickly. And the one that like kind of stood out to me that I liked the most memorable, that wasn't like this quick, like 2 minute meme, like, oh, isn't that cute? Was actually a YouTube video that we I think I chose and posted before the person that was in the video actually was interviewed on the show. And it's called Between Two Cheesesteaks, Hadrian Cooks.
Yeah.
He did a YouTube video because he got a care package from friends from Philly so he could make Philadelphia style cheesesteaks. And he's just fucking adorable. So, I mean, he's a fuckable and he's adorable. But anyways, in this case, he's fucking adorable. So it was really cute to watch him like open the package and be all excited about it, like Christmas, and then like figure out all the component pieces and then to make the sandwiches that he and Bailey ate. So that's my pick.
Adorable?
What?
Fucking adorable. I'm trying to come out.
Well, are you trying to make
sense?
Are you trying to make fetch happen, Gretchen?
Well, when you think about it, he is a little bit of a dork. I mean, think of him. I mean, come on.
Yeah.
He and his bow ties.
So adorable. I'm
used and the thing is that he's so adorable with the ties.
Yeah.
So it's just anyways.
That's adorable. On it. Got it. Boom. There we go.
So moving on.
Nice.
So the next category we had was most downloaded episode, but I kind of had two caveats on this because we had a couple of video episodes too that I didn't have as audio episodes as well. So I kind of wanted to kind of split those two up. So as of today, the January 21st or 20, God damn it, January 12th, the highest, the most downloaded episode of 2013 was, according to the Podtrac results, was episode 236, which is Uncle Gary's Porn Stash. Was the title, and that's at currently at 321. When I originally was looking at it, it was the 311.
I kind of wonder if it was the title that did that got us.
Quite possibly. Now,
people love Uncle Gary.
Now, if you go to youtube.com/cubsoutloud, you'll find all of our video episodes. And our most viewed episode, according to YouTube, was 546 views as of today. Was COL 233, Depends on the Sausage You Eat. That's the Hadrian episode. And I tell you, I think every time we interview Hadrian or have Hadrian on the show, we should always do a Google Hangout for it. Because I don't know about you, but what's better than watching that? On a side note, Of those videos that we have on the Cubs Out Loud YouTube channel, the most viewed, probably because under Bear Not Bear, this video was posted on Tumblr. COLTV 20, number 10, Mr. Hot Bear Contest 2009 Part 2, which is a contest that I was a part of. By the way, I didn't win.
Oh.
Slash cry. is currently at 1,952 votes. Nice. Now, do keep in mind that that's after 4 years. And the Hadrian episode has only been like 2 months. So just to kind of make a distinguish on that. Muna, the best thing to happen to you in 2013, I'm going to say the cast of this show.
Aww.
Aww.
I have to say that before I was still like, you know, I can't wait to do the episode each week. But something happened as we went through the year and we really got into it with Gary being added, Erica being added to the show, and Robert returning to the show. I've gotten to the point where I want to talk to my friends and I can't wait for Sunday to talk to my friends about whatever topic, whatever's going on. I mean, sometimes I'll be like sending us messages on Facebook or something saying, you know, trying to do something business-like for the show or something. But seriously, one of my highlights of the year is that I have you guys as friends. And I'm very happy for this cast. So this is the best thing that's happened to me, is that we've established this cast.
Well, you're welcome.
Yes.
No, in all seriousness, I have to agree with Jeff. It is not my best thing that happened to me in 2013, but
that's fine.
My sentiments. No, let me finish. My sentiments are, I agree with Jeff that joining the show this past year was definitely very enjoyable, and I appreciate you guys having me for the past. It's almost been exactly a year. According to the date, I think we're about a week ahead of when I actually came on. But anyways. So yeah, I'm super excited about what this year holds, and you know, us continuing on.
Yeah, I agree. I think
this cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Cheers. No, but no, I agree. This has been, I think, what we've got and this synergy that we have together really works, and it's positive and open and friendly, and we all kind of get each other. And yeah, I agree. I think I would consider this a really good thing. I really do look forward to this every week when I can do it, and you know, sometimes we all can't do it, but we're all kind of, you know, it's always fun. And yeah, I don't always listen to every show, but or any of them, but I. I do listen to every once in a while. I do listen to them. I listen to the Gary's interview. I did listen to that, and I've listened to a couple of the other ones when I'm not there. I do tend to listen to the shows when I'm not there, but not always. But anyway, yes. But yes, this is, I really do love doing this, and I wouldn't do it if I think Gary has kind of mentioned this. If this was something that I wasn't into and I didn't want to do, you know what? I wouldn't do it. So yeah, and I really like doing this. So
yeah, I am. That being said, I have to agree. I found that I was missing us.
Yeah,
because we took a couple of weeks off, and I was kind of like, oh, I kind of got all.
I want to talk to Jeff and Dave and Robert and Eric again.
Not quite in that voice, but yes.
Yeah, well, I know that's my I'm pretending to be somebody else voice. But I was just doing the same thing. I'm like, last week was kind of like, well, I have the internet issue. Yeah. In some sense, it was there was a technical reason for not doing the show. But it is something that it's like Sundays I have this. This is what I do. And I have there has been some episodes that I barely said a thing. But sitting there and just listening to my friends talk, and I feel like I really can call you guys friends. Aww. Just talk. Even if I'm not there, I'm just listening, and we're all from different areas and some sense of walks of life. You know, some of us can do a bunch of traveling. Some of us can't.
Yeah.
You know, we're at different levels and everything that I think we have a nice mix of people, and we're proud of who we are. Wish some of us, like me, wish that there was more that we could do and everything. And it just, no matter what, we come here and say, hi, how are you guys doing? Yeah. Well. And it's just that weekly meeting of friends. It may not be in person or anything. And I get to share that with the world.
Yeah.
And it's just very special for me. So I think the best thing, I mean, I started this show 2008.
So 6 years ago.
6 years ago. I mean, we're not quite at the anniversary, just a week or two more here till the actual official anniversary. I started off with people I knew in Austin. Didn't quite work out the greatest. we had some good shows. We had during the first generation. It was great. And then finally, I'm like, who wants to do a show? And and I get Damon and Ben and Robert.
Yes.
And it evolved to this. And I think we've had a great series and of episodes until now. And I just love doing this podcast. And I thank you all for joining me in my endeavor. And despite my fact that, you know, I'm doing a whole bunch of stuff out of my pocket, but we got some generous donations. And yeah. I thank everybody who has donated to the show. And I ask that people, you know, I don't care if you don't directly do, but if anything, if you're going to shop at Amazon.com, just go to our website and use the search box and go through there so that we can, that way you can just do your regular shopping and not have to worry about anything and still support Cubs Outlaw. Okay, so that's my, I'm going to shut up about that. But in any case, hopefully I'll be able to improve the show even more in the future. But I think the big thing is despite all of that, we have this great cast. Yeah. And I couldn't do without you.
Yay.
Oh. Okay, I'm done with my rant.
All right. Okay.
Moving on, Damon.
Not really a rant. It's yeah. But anyway. So I'm going to summarize it as this was my year of 10. Mm-hmm. I've lived in my apartment 10 years. I've been with my job for 10 years. And most importantly, to me anyway, I've been with my partner for 10 years. We celebrated 10 years in June. And I think that's kind of really kind of awesome. You know, 10 years is a little less than a third of my life. And I've been in Cincinnati since 2002. I've had so many wonderful friends and everything here. The greatest thing to me was that, you know, I have this wonderful guy, you know, with me, Jim. And 10 years is great. I've mentioned I'm living in this apartment for 10 years. I hope that I won't be here for too much longer. Jim and I have been in serious discussions about finally moving in together and getting a house together and all of that. So, you know, that that'll happen. But as I was saying earlier, I hate change. I really dislike change, and it's going to take me a while to find something that I like, because I'm going to be the nitpickiest bitch on it about it. I want to find, because this is it. I'm finding a place, and this is where we're going to be, and this is it. I'm not moving again.
Yay!
Nice.
So we're discussing it. I don't know if I'm hoping it'll happen within the year, obviously.
Okay. 2014.
That is kind of if I were to give myself a New Year's resolution, that would be kind of what it would be, is to find, if nothing else, at least find a house. We may not move in by the end of the year, but I want to at least have something set that we're going to do.
Well, so, I hope you're in.
Yeah, me too.
Or at least in the process of moving in.
Because exactly.
The nice thing about buying a house is that you can, like, if your lease isn't up until February or something, it gives you plenty of time to just slowly move out of your apartment. Exactly. That way you're not in any rush like I was when I moved apartments.
Yeah.
I hate moving.
Yeah.
Despise it. But that's beside the point.
So year 10. This has been kind of awesome.
Yeah. What a coincidence there.
Yeah.
Gary.
So I had to think back, because I wasn't sure if anything really stood out for me for 2013. Funny enough, at the end of the year, a bunch of people I knew were all bitching about the fact that they couldn't wait for 2013 to end and for 2014 to get here, which I was kind of conflicted on. Part of me was like, well, what the fuck do you need a new date for? Like, just, you know, get over whatever it is and move on. But although I should probably take my own medicine on. So that being said, I thought back about the whole year. Nothing really was super outstanding. I mean, there was, you know, it was like a roller coaster ride. There were some ups, there were some downs, but it wasn't like the previous year where I had a bunch of big things change. So the thing I think I appreciated the most was not being as active with the club I had been on the board of for many years. So that gave me time to do things. And the one thing that was a theme that stuck out. Yeah, I made up a new word. was that I spent time with my best friend. So over Memorial Day weekend, I flew down to Florida and spent about 5 days with my best friend, Drew, who had moved down there the previous November. He used to be in Ohio, so it was easier to, like, you know, be nearby to hang out and do things. So now we got to plan strategically to do stuff. Labor Day weekend, for like about 9 years, I had been planning or organizing or been involved with a picnic that we did in Pittsburgh as part of the bear club there that I was involved with the Berg Bears. So instead I went to Indianapolis area and did a Labor Day weekend thing there, which was very fun. Yeah. And then at the end of the year, I went to North Carolina again. So I appreciate the fact that I have friends that are in various places and I can go and do things with. I mean, there's definitely a lot of planning to those things. And I plan on doing all of those again this year with maybe one or two extra road trip kind of things in there. But yeah, those were kind of my highlights of the year, things that I liked.
Yeah.
I think all of our best things have been kind of really more subtle stuff.
Yeah.
That just kind of happened.
Yeah,
and it is not like the greatest things in all the world, but for some reason are they the nice things in life. Spending time with your best friends, having, you know, 10 years of things happening, and just gaining new friends. It's been great. So last but not least, I don't know about you, but I'm a pervert. I admit this completely, but let's talk about our best tricks in 2013.
I can pull a rabbit out of my hat. No.
Okay, so
this topic's a bit presumptuous. I'm going to say that, and by that I mean it assumes that we all, one, had sex during 2013, two, that we had tricks. And three, that there was a best of.
Well, there had to have been a, well,
I mean, the best of doesn't have to necessarily have has like the second best. You could have had just a whole bunch of terrible tricks, but you know, this one just wasn't that bad. No.
Hey, what is that? Like, sex is like pizza. Even, you know, when it's hot, it's great. When it's cold, it's okay. It's still okay. It's still okay for some people. I forget what it is, but anyway.
In any case, so there's this guy. Apparently, he's doing some work down here, and he's frequently down here. And is he a bottom? Needless to say, he's like maybe the one guy who would actually go to his hotel room to play with.
Nice.
His name is John. He seems to be really well off, and he's got a good job. And when he's down here, he can't wait for me to come over. And for some reason, I can't wait for me to come over. Because there's just something about him. It's like, because he's one of those guys who's insatiable, good at his job. And afterwards, seriously, I'm there every time I go to his hotel room. I'm there for at least like 4 hours.
Wow.
Whoa.
I mean, that, don't get me wrong. Not all of that is us having sex. I mean, a good portion of it is us. But we'll just lie there and he'll just tell me stuff and I'll tell him stuff. And we're just talking. Basically, you have the after. We just kind of, you know, pillow talk in some sense. And, you know, I get in there. I take off my clothes. He's already naked. And just for some reason, it's just besides the fact that he's a really good cocksucker, got a really tasty ass. And I think in some of my profiles, I actually put up a picture of me licking his cock.
Uh huh.
It is quite, he is very, very fun. And I mean, it was all end of the year. I think the first time we got together was like beginning of December, something like that. And he was just so much fun. He's just a hot thing.
Mm.
He's my age. He's not really a bear per se. I mean, but I would still call him a cub.
Who cares?
But Kevin, it's kind of smooth, but he's just, his ass is so nice. and he's a good kisser. He's a good cocksucker. I mean,
okay.
So that's my guy.
Your best trick.
Best trick is John.
Uh-huh.
It is not the obsessive bottom that I talked about in an episode. Well, don't get me wrong. The obsessive bottom is actually very good. Anyways, moving on.
I'd be the second, number two, number three, something like that. But anyway, oh God. So yeah, I'm not going to be the lame person and say, you know, my husband is a great, no, we have our times and they're great. But, you know, if you're talking just downright, if you're talking trick, like going, having fun with somebody. Yeah. So, Damon went to Portland for his birthday. Went away from my husband. So I was in Portland for a few days, and I got to meet some really interesting guys and had I had some fun. I will admit, and I probably I could have had more fun the reason I went there was to see my friends, Nathan and his partner, Glenn. And had they not been sick, I think fun would have been had with them and it would have been wonderful. Anyway. So I'm going to have to tie these two because one was definitely a trick, meaning talked for a line for a little bit, came over, did the business and was done. But it was I'm not going to say who, but it was a porn star, a Bear Films porn star. Say who?
Oh no, you gotta cough it up. I will say it, but put it in the chat.
I will say it later. But I promise I will tell you who. I will set it up.
We'll discuss it after the show. Good call. Okay.
So it'll be during the afterglow. But yes, it was nice. It was quick and dirty. I'll put it like that. But it was hot because he was hot, and I've always found him attractive, and I wasn't expecting it because the site that we were on, we didn't really have face pictures. And normally I don't meet without a face picture, but I was horny as fuck because I would. Yeah, anyway, so
film's porn star.
Yeah, I will.
So
I
you
will,
took a chance.
I took a chance and was rewarded for taking that chance. But yes, wow. But like I said, it was a nice, brief, quick and dirty time, and it was nice. It was awesome. On the flip side of that, I had talked with somebody, and I was talking with them off and on all week while I was there. And we finally connected the night before I went back. And he came over, and oh my God. it was passionate. It was intense. There was a lot of body contact, and he was hairy as fuck, and he had this he had one of those longer goatee kind of beards going, and he liked that to be pulled, and we were making out, and he had really great nipples and a nice ass, and he sucked cock really good, and he was that aggressive bottom that I kind of need, that, you know, it wasn't overly aggressive, but it was to the point where it kind of kept me going. So we went a couple of times, but it was hot, and it was a nice little way to end my trip. A really awesome way to end the trip. And he was nice, and we're still kind of talking, and I will hopefully get back out to Portland, and I am hoping to get back to Portland with Jim because I want him to see Portland, but I will also really like to see him, my Portland cub, again. That's my best trick. It took me going out of state and to the other side of the country, but yeah.
Hey, there's no problem with that.
Mm-mm.
Speaking of going out of state, Gary?
So I traveled for work last year. I will own this. I do not necessarily do much on this topic. Because I work from home now, and I'm primarily home, so this is going to sound awful, but I'm going to own it, because I don't think really anybody, except for maybe two people here in Erie, listen to the show. I don't like the local people. The community here is very tight-knit, and everybody knows each other's business and talks about it, so I am not really down with that. So unless I'm dating somebody, that's kind of not happening. So it's usually when I'm out of town. So while I was, away for work down in San Antonio, there was a gentleman that was down there that, we chatted online. Actually, I was there for quite a while. I was there for a couple of weeks, and we chatted quite a bit over several days, and he wanted to get together, but it was one of these things like long work days and stuff. And finally we ended up meeting. He was a lot of fun. And the interesting thing was that we were both kind of shy about things, because to me it's very risky meeting a stranger. You don't know who they are. I made sure that he came to where I was instead of vice versa, because I'm not from the area, you know, like, and this is gonna sound awful, but you know, not to kind of change the mood of things, something happened at the end of last year that unfortunately someone in the bear community passed away, and there's an ongoing investigation. There's a presumption that exactly what I'm talking about, hooking up with a complete stranger, is what led to the situation in which he was killed. And it's very unnerving to me because everybody, I did not know this person, but everybody who did know him, like, has nothing but polite and beautiful things to say about this younger guy. And so it's very disturbing to me. And that I keep that in mind all the time. It's probably why I'm pretty cautious about this type of stuff. So while I was in Texas and in San Antonio, we chatted at length over several days and finally decided to meet up. And we met, and it was really funny because he kind of got quiet. And I was like, "Are you okay?" He's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Are you nervous?" And he's like, "Yeah." And I was like, "Okay." Like, and there was a part of me who was kind of like, "Aw." Like, but so we chatted some more, you know, and I said, you know, it was kind of one of these things like, well, you know, I finally told him, I said, "I'm going to let you lead because you seem really unsure, and like, and I don't want this to be a pressure situation, and if you don't want to, we can just chat or you can leave." And like, I just kind of left all of the variables open. And then once things got going, it was good, it was memorable. I am down for that again, if I get down to San Antonio for work. I haven't talked to him since. I've tried to reach out to him, but he hasn't contacted me, and it concerns me because it makes me wonder if he is out. He is, you know, he's not in the closet necessarily, you know, that suddenly he had a change of heart and he changed things. But he I don't know if it was one of those, like, if he kind of got in his own head, because I used to do this a long time ago when I was younger, like afterwards, I'd be like, "What did I do that for?" And blah, 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 you know what I mean? And you just kind of get all weird about it without just realizing that we're human beings, and two, that we have needs. And it doesn't have to be all about the headspace. If you just let it be enjoyable for what it is, then it can be. So, yeah. So that was enjoyable. And so that's a potential for a repeat for this year. I have someone else in mind for 2014. Not that I need to have goals, I guess, on this topic. But someone I've been talking to for quite some time, we've danced around the subject matter and the topic and stuff. And I don't know about you guys, but I get really strange about – I personally am not one to meet and hook up with somebody if I know them really, really well. Mm-hmm. Because usually they become friends. And so to me, that kind of – it can get weird. Maybe it's just me. I'm – you know, so I'm not one, you know – like I'm just going to use this as an example. Damon, I consider you a friend. If for some reason we were to be in a situation, I would probably turn to you and be like, no offense, but I'm not really, you know, going to be interested or whatever. But that's just kind of the way I am. I mean, I've – had to have that awkward talk a couple of times because I think people are like, "Oh, what's the big deal?" And I'm like, "Yeah, but, you know, I remember a lot about people once I really get to know them." And the problem is like, if we share an experience like that where we're physically intimate, that's one of the things that keeps coming back to mind. So, you know, anyways. Boy, I just kind of like put a whole bunch of shit out on the table.
So did.
Hey, are we ready to wrap up the show?
we got two more things quickly here. So we're pretty much finished up with that. Let us know what your favorite moments of Cubs Out Loud in 2013 were. Shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com. And we'll read it on the show and follow up on that. Appreciate everybody who's been watching over the year. And hopefully we can reach that 321 downloads again sometime this year, and hopefully you're enjoying the show, and hopefully we'll have a good program out for you for the rest of the year as well. So welcome to 2014 and a brand spanking new year of COL. So first off, I do want to talk about the poll of December. So we had the favorite holiday movies. No one voted for Anti-Man, Black Christmas, Die Hard, The Muppet Christmas Carol, which I'm a little shocked on the Muppet Christmas Carol, and Santa Claus the Movie. I hate you all.
So what did get votes?
But what did get votes was Miracle on 34th Street got one vote. It's a Wonderful Life also got one vote. The Santa Claus with Tim Allen, which is very close to Santa Claus, the movie by name. So I'm a little disappointed. In any case, got two votes. Gremlins got three. And, of course, the classic A Christmas Story, which I have mixed feelings about, got five. We had three others, and that included The Nightmare Before Christmas, any of the Doctor Who Christmas specials, and anything but anything that was listed.
Nice.
Actually, it just says anything but dot, dot, dot.
Nice. So,
which I'm like, really?
Oh, well. You know what? I often think holiday movies for some people are some people like holiday. It's you know, like, well, holiday movies. Some people like them. People can really enjoy watching them and enjoy the season and all this stuff. And then there are people who just fucking hate Christmas and hate the holidays and don't want to have anything to do with it.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and I think, you know, any favorite movie, no. They don't really care. Yeah.
All right. That was what. We might have a poll next week, but not this week. So keep checking back on that. And don't forget any of our polls. We never close them. So go ahead and vote at any time. We might re-review them at a later date. Moving on into the links. I don't got anything. Sorry.
Gary.
But it looks like guys got plenty.
Well, actually, because we were gone so long, there was at least a good half dozen times I thought of things and I was like, oh, I want to tell everyone about this. but I refrained myself and I stuck with two. The first is by the artist known as Big Dipper.
Yeah.
Who is out of Chicago, who is a gay bear rapper. Who has done some other stuff. I might have actually favorited one of his other videos before. He released his song called Skank. And actually, the video is really good. I liked the quality of it. He did a Kickstarter to raise funds for the video. He went to New York City. He shot on location at a house. The guy that he hooks up with in the video is well known by lots of friends of mine. Oh. Yeah, so I kind of had to laugh because I was like, oh my God, it's Ernie. Like, God. So, but no, it was, so I thought it was a very fun video. So that's the bear slant of my picks. The second pick I had is the 5 Star Trek Captains panel at Wizard World Philly Comic Con 2012.
Huh.
So it's actually a year and a half old. Apparently, there's been maybe two, well, maybe more by now, panels in which the 5 living Star Trek captains were all together at the same panel discussion, be it a Comic Con or another event. And this was the very first one ever. So they had Patrick Stewart, Kate Mulgrew, Avery Brooks, William Shatner, and Scott Bakula, representing all the different genres of the show. And it was really interesting to see them talk about stuff. So I ended up, long story short, I'm a huge fan of Kate Mulgrew and her representation as Janeway on Voyager. I really liked it a lot. And so it's the internet. It's a rabbit hole. You start clicking on links and the next thing you know, I'm in YouTube and, I know what it was. Orange is the New Black is being either is done shooting or is still shooting for Netflix. If you haven't seen this series, I highly endorse it. It's about a women's prison. Yes, it's mostly women and it's all about lesbian relationships possibly within it. But it's so much deeper than that. And anyways, Kate Mulgrew plays one of the characters in it, a Russian woman who, it's a really great series in their second season. So they were promoting it. And then I clicked a link and anyways, I found out that she'd done a panel. So I watched, and she actually has this amazing statement that she says about Friends, because William Shatner says to Kate, it's really funny. He's like, do you have something about, do you have multiple lovers or multiple best friends or something like that? Which do you prize more? And it's really funny because she's like, do I have multiple friends or something like that? So she answers the question and then she spins it back to him and she's like, what about you? Do you have multiple lovers or multiple friends or something like that? It was really kind of comical. So, but the panel was good. So anybody who's into Star Trek and kind of geekery and that kind of stuff, I recommend that one. And I didn't put the link in, but there's another one later in the year that they did also in the UK. So I just think it's fun to watch some of these and get to see them outside of their roles just as people and how they respond and handle that kind of stuff, you know, what people think and feel about them. And it is kind of funny because you do get some of these, you know, when you were doing this thing, do you remember? It's like, people, you know. And those are my picks. Nice. Damon?
And like Gary, since we've been gone for a couple of weeks, I also have two picks. One is a funny, kind of funny one. It's a Disney medley done by the, I'm assuming, University of Massachusetts Amherst Doo-Wop Shop a cappella group. It's a group of guys doing some songs. And they're not doing the typical Disney songs, which are you know, like Part of Your World. Well, they do that one. Anyway. But, you know, like, they're not doing Beauty and the Beast and all of that stuff. They're kind of, instead of the princesses, they're kind of focusing on the guys in Disney movies. You know, they've got Lion King. They start with Lion King. They do the song from Gaston, about Gaston. They do Prince Ali. You know, it's a lot. It's a very interesting medley of the arrangements. They end with a really, really fun arrangement of Part of Your World. It's one of the guys singing Ariel's part, and it's kind of cool. The singing's not awesome. I'm being critical, overly critical. But it's a good medley, and it's songs that you don't normally, when you think Disney, they're the songs, yes, you know them, but you don't really hear people singing all the time. So that's one of the reasons why I picked it. For this part. So so there's that one. My second pick is one that we've been doing the show for a while. And the guy that we were actually talking about that wanted to join the show, being in the closet and everything, it made me think of this. I actually posted this on Google Plus a couple weeks ago. The guy, he does this blog called This Is a Commentary, not blog, but videos. And it's definitely racially motivated, to put it simply. But this video is called My New Year's Resolution. And to put it simply, Trey Melvin, who does the This Is a Commentary, he comes out as bisexual in the video. And he's kind of explaining what brought this about and what brought him to tell people what's going on and this is part of his New Year's resolution of being true to himself and being open and honest to people. It's a really, really powerful video, considering what his fan base would probably be and how they could potentially react to it. But as he says, the people who are real fans and would really be his fans will still be his fans. And that's the thing I think that is most important, is that, yeah, he might lose some people because they're going to be like, oh, well, he's bisexual or he's gay or whatever. And I don't, you know, believe in that or trust that and whatever. And that's a sin and what all that bullshit. But those people that really like what he's doing, and he really does some really awesome stuff. He's got 10 million fans, and he's got he's doing a scholarship right now. He's doing a lot for his community, and he's also doing a lot of very interesting, often controversial stuff, pulling out some real tea out in this shit. He's putting some real truth out there, and I'm really I am so happy and glad that he is and the, his stance and belief on it, I'm just like, go ahead and, you know, let those haters hate. As I will. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it looks like he had a lot of support according to the comments, which is weird on YouTube.
Yeah, there's a
YouTube comments just in general, but that's beside.
Yeah. It's got a lot of commentary, but I'm really happy of him for him. So yeah.
Yep. Any case, that's the end of the show. So please pop over to cubsoutloud.com. Leave a comment on the blog. We'd appreciate it very much. Just click into the post of the show you want to comment on, and you'll see the comment stuff up there at the bottom of the post. Shoot us an email at cubsoutloud@gmail.com, Facebook at facebook.com/cubsoutloud, Twitter at twitter.com/cubsoutloud, Google Plus at google.com/+cubsoutloud. Please pop over to the Bear Underground, join our COL group, and say hello. Put anything there you want. Pop over to iTunes, give us a 5-star review, or any star review, technically. Also, if you're listening to us on Stitcher Radio, which we're available for as well, give us a thumbs up. We'd appreciate it very much. All right, so you can find me anywhere on the web as Box Tech, Box Puppy, Box Cub, Box something or other.
I am Theater Cub 79 on Bear 401, Bear Underground, and Tumblr.
I can be found as Gearbear 73, any place I want to be.
And with that, again, Robert hopefully gets back safely with his vocal cords from the seventh ring of hell. And hopefully Eric's flat tire gets fixed.
So, aha.
I will say that. And with that, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good one, everyone, and happy 2014. Woo-hoo.